Could you tell us what happened on November 17th last year? You were on your way back after school and saw a group of schoolmates tormenting Asian American students. How did you feel that time and what actions did you take?
Yes, of course. So when I was walking, going to the train station, I heard a scream, but I wasn't aware of what was happening. Central is definitely a really good school, but the neighborhood that it's in is very dangerous. I realized that the kids were already there. The boys were crying. They were scared. They were like covering themselves. And then I saw a group of girls coming over, saying racial slurs towards the Asian boys. And then next minute, they started like crowding around the boys and started attacking them. And yeah, and then I immediately stood up because like I haven't seen this happen in front of me before, but I've known a lot of through news. And so definitely I stood up, I used my hand to block, try to block their attacks, asked them to stop, and then the attack went towards me, but the boys were safe, so I was happy about that.
The group of harassers injured you to the extent that hospitalization was required. What was other passengers' reaction that time, and did they try to intervene or offer help?
So in the beginning, it was not recorded, but basically many of my classmates, my friends were on the train, and when they realized that I already stood up, they and saw that their attention, the girls' attentions were going towards me. One of my friends did try to pull me back, but the girl's attention went towards her, so I pushed her back down because I was afraid of her getting hurt as well. And then there were people like students really who were trying to tell them to stop. But other than that, adults were just staring or videotaping. And then after the incident, when I was pushed to the ground, my friends, all my friends, pulled me from under and basically covered using their bodies to stop attacks.
How injured were you, and how long does it take for you to recover? What were the expenses, and how did you cover it? And also, do you have any sequelae?
During the attack, I was a bit unconscious. I don't remember the full details of what happened. So I did have confusion of what happened, or it blanked out. And then it was like swollen eye, just like bruised face or body. But then what was like hard was definitely my mental health after the incident. Because not only I was scared, just like going outside, trying to go on a train. My family, I had not gone on a train ever since the incident, and so it was it's scary because like for my mental health I took a month off from school because I couldn't take it. I couldn't take the stress to be in a crowded room.
After the attack, what happened to those harassers? Do they have charges, and have they apologized to you and other students who were attacked?
So currently we are still going through the court case, so I'm not allowed to like say a lot about it. But currently do have charges pressed against them. We're just going for just waiting for the court order too.
Among the bullying cases, do Chinese American students tend to be the victims? Could Chinese American students win popularity because they are smart and excellent academically?
Yeah, definitely. The model minority myth has been like crazy around all over the United States, and definitely it's in our high school as well. I feel like many of the students have a belief, or some of the students have a belief, that Asian Americans have a tendency to do better in school too. And I feel like that shouldn't at all be the situation, because Asian Americans are more than what the model minority myth has created them to be, like smart, obedient, etc. Because I feel like Asian Americans have a voice, have a stance, and a story to tell to the whole public.
Your mother and your brother set up a GoFundMe page entitled Support Christina in Advocating Public Safety. How is it working, and what was the response from people on the internet?
We did close it down because, like, we were already overwhelmed with the amount of support that we got, but it was went up to 700K, and it was, like, definitely amazing to see that there's so many people supporting for this step that I want to take towards advocacy, the step to where kids can be safe and, like, able to not care about whether or not they can get to school unsafe, but whether or not they can get A's or B's, etc. Receiving the support that I had gotten from all over the nation, it has made me, like, stronger. It has made me realize that I have a support and I can use the support for a better good to be an advocate.
What are some of your plans next to help fighting against Asian hate crimes and also advocating for student safety taking public transportation? Could you tell us some of your plans?
Because I feel like so many kids are unaware of what's happening, or they're still very stuck to their phone, like myself, and they don't see what's happening, and they might fall into danger, like being pushed, etc. That has allowed me to start in a program in iHub called Bystander Intervention Program. It'll be coming soon, but it's to basically help kids understand the strategies they can use when they are in the face of danger.
What are your future plans? Have the incident changed how you are going to pursue your future?
So I am going to college for the pre-med, like going to become a pediatrician. That's my dream. But I wanted to become a doctor without borders, basically going to third world countries to help with the medical systems there, bringing the products from America and helping the people in third world countries like Honduras, which I visited last year. I definitely still want to step my toes into advocacy work. I love advocacy work. I love using my voice to better society and just show that to young Asian Americans that we have a voice. We will not back down. We should not have the model minority myth be stereotyped as us. And yeah.
In your LinkedIn page, you have listed multitasking at your skill. When working in the bubble tea shop, you can make drinks and help with cash register at the same time. Does this skill still matter for your study in UPenn?
Yes, definitely. I'm being pulled into every single direction that I know, but I am willing to try with what I have to help in those directions. Like, I am involved in other volunteer activities, like Philly Teen Backs at my Philadelphia. Basically, we're helping to advocate for vaccine uptake because vaccines, COVID vaccines, are seen as they have meat in there or something, like it's like actual COVID being given to kids. And I definitely want to debunk that myth. And then, like, for Asian American United, I have done two programs with them where I learned about Asian solidarity, just like civic engagement. I helped with the voters registration in Chinatown, where I stood there and basically interacted with Asians to help them sign up for voting, because I realized that many of them don't understand the concept, or they never actually had help in Mandarin to actually sign up.
How do you see your own identity in Chinese American?
I was born and raised in Philadelphia, and as a Chinese American, I am proud of the fact that I am Chinese American. Definitely, I did have an identity crisis growing up, but I realized that Asian Americans have so much to offer. Asian Americans have a story that has to be told, because currently, after visiting China twice for Chinese camps, I realized that my parents, my grandparents, my ancestors have gone through so much to get where they are, to get me to America for a better life. That's what all Asian Americans believe, that was that America was the better future for their kids. And that's what And I realized that I want to be I am proud to be Asian American, and I want to show that being an Asian American is important.
How do you see China? And in your college years, you might encounter quite a few students from China. Do you feel like it is going to be easy to find common elements of identity with them?
I will be meeting people from China in my University of Pennsylvania, and I really find that exciting because I feel like Chinese people, wherever they're from China or from America, they have so much to offer. They have a different mindset that I wanted to learn about, because I feel like I'm still learning about what it is to be Asian American, and I want to get the full story. When I went to China, it was definitely busier than what I imagined. The streets were crowded, the cars driving back and forth, and like just they had like those motorcycles or like bicycles things that they use. So that was really like exciting to be able to immerse myself into a different culture that I wasn't expecting. And just it's just like I feel like, and for me, in China, it's more lively. It's more like, yishi, like you're able to go outside, you're able to have fun. So.
What about Chinese Americans from places like Manhattan or Los Angeles?
I feel like Chinese Americans from different states are very different from each other, but very similar. Because they all value, in my opinion, they all value the word family. When it's like Chinese New Year's, everyone comes together to celebrate that. Or like at like dinners, everyone comes to the round table to talk, to have fun, eat, and just liao tian. So it's like kind of fun. I definitely feel like it is important to interact with one another. I feel like there's so much to learn, because I feel like from China and from the US, there's like definitely different like growing up, and I feel like to learn each other's stories will have a better like understanding of what it is to be Asian American, Chinese American.